Hello, let me see. Six of you here. Okay, just see Martha. Hey.
Hi, I got prepared early.
Yay, I'm so glad. That's so awesome. I'm going to clear up my screen so I can find my sign in here. Okay, ready? Cool, I'm in. Yay. It always helps to be in. And I see you're signed up for Laura's stuff. That's awesome. Laura, yeah. Kimberly's both. Yeah.
She's been doing the module, or I'm not going to say module, the Exceptional Practitioner Mentorship Group too.
Oh, super. How do you like it so far?
Is that a question for me?
Yes.
Yes, it's very, it can be rigorous.
Yeah.
Sometimes on your emotions, but
it's, oh yeah.
But you got to get that massage out of you, and so
yeah.
In fact, I've kind of been a little, you know, been kind of not moody, but surprising myself with the change of mood and dealing with things.
Well, when they come, you know, when they're buried, they're safe inside, right? And you can kind of keep that almost fake exterior calmness, and it's not really fake, it's just your body is protecting you well enough. And then when it starts to come up to the surface, you go, holy cow.
Yeah, go back inside.
Go back. And that's why people turn to eating, right? You've done that. That's it's like, oh, shove it. I don't want to feel that.
Truly shove it.
I
wrote an email this morning to my group where this last, I call it a triple whammy. It was a particular full moon. It was the spring equinox, and there's a planet. It's actually an asteroid called Chiron, which is called the Wounded Healer. And so it was like everything. And I called it the dark side of my soul. It was the last week and a half has been awful. and no, it's like I was really bad. and so when I wrote in this email, to me it was like my inside was not to alarm anybody. I was extremely suicidal. Yeah. If I didn't have these tools, if I didn't have the ego I have, that possibly somebody might miss me, I don't know what somebody else would have done. And it was just, I was clearing stuff out, and I woke up today. Actually, is the first day I feel like myself.
Oh, good.
So
that's relief. I'm glad we didn't know this. Well,
yeah. No. Well, that's why I don't really share.
I'm freaking out
because I my husband was taking good care of me, but. Good. That's why there were times my video was shut off, because all I was doing was just crying, and it was a release. And, you know, again, because of the tools that I've learned through Laura, I knew what it was, and I wasn't, it's like when we teach our clients about parasite cleanse and all of this stuff, and like with Sweet Spot, we do kind of a cleansing and we get ourselves in a place, but sometimes it's not so pretty while it's going on. And so that's what was happening with me. And so all of these tools, both physical, spiritual, and emotional, came into play. And I feel like I'm in a much balance. You know, I took the garbage out. Not only did I clear it up, I not only did it come up, but I packed it away. I actually took it out. I didn't just pack it away to deal with it later. I like took the garbage out. So,
wow.
I agree with you, Lynn. You've all probably noticed that my video has been off a lot lately too. It's been an extremely difficult week. And today I too feel much better, although a little bit to go. Yeah, I actually put on about 4 pounds, which is...
Ow, we're not even going there. I'm so glad you can just see me from here on up.
Yeah, it was like a total out of control. And this morning I...
You go back to your old prediction, right? That whatever worked for you in the past, no matter how much your intellect argues with it.
That's right.
You get... place of
with all the tools that you, Dr. Rita Marie and Laura and everyone else has been teaching us, you know, I didn't have any real cry out to anyone. I just had to work through it and thank
God.
And the weight has started to come off again already, just miraculously with the same.
That gives me hope.
So it is that movement we go through and sometimes it's very hard.
And it's important, you know, because we work with clients and if they don't know, you know, they're not informed. If we're not educating them, whether we have advanced training with Laura or just a little bit of the touching the surface, if we're not letting them know, like even just going through a 7-day detox, I would always tell people going through a 7-day green cleanse, the emotions are going to fly. You're going to be releasing stuff and you may be angry. That happens a lot when you're doing cleansing and detoxification because of the liver and the connection in Chinese medicine with the liver or with anger, but warning them, you know, really helping them to see as you make these changes, you're going to want to go back. You're going to want to hit me over the head with a hammer sometimes because you don't want to be doing this. And it's really just you're resisting giving up some of your defenses because you're afraid of the rawness that's underneath.
What did we just move into? Spring. And what is spring? Liver season.
Yeah. It's the rebirth season, right? So
it is.
We want you want to look at it both ways, right? We want to look at, we come into spring and we're ready to shed, right? And that may be what you guys went through, right? Going into spring, you're ready to be reborn. And what does a chick do when it's reborn? It pushes out of its little shell that's protecting it, right? You know, what do babies do? They're in this beautiful, warm, protective environment where they don't have to worry about anything. And they break out. And it ain't pretty when they're breaking out. It doesn't feel good. They cry. And it's painful, right?
Yeah. And... you know, the thing too, with the zodiac, it's Aries, and Aries is a head. It's in your head. It's in medical astrology, it's about your head. And so all you do is think. It's all these thoughts.
So anybody surprised I'm in Aries?
And so it's just getting it, it's just working with the whole thing. And so, I'm just really grateful for the tools. It gives me more appreciation too, when working with other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I know that's vulnerable, you know, for you to share. It's always vulnerable when we share with anybody, right? That there's something wrong with us, right? That we're not perfect and we're not just perfectly balanced, but to also share in your own community, right, where you're looked up to. I think it's really good, and I really love the fact that we can all be vulnerable and we can all let those things out. No, you don't want to get up in front of an audience when you've just invited 100 people to see you for 3 days and start bawling your eyes out about, you know, all your no. There's you know, there's places for it, but this is a safe community, right? And it's a place where we can be vulnerable. We don't have to hold that. I've got to hold this impression that they have of me.
Right? Well, and I share because there might be other people going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's good for people to know. And I appreciate Martha. To me, Martha gave me the inspiration as she shared.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. And again, that sharing is to let people know that they're not alone in this. You know, when we were at that conference, one of the things that came up for me as a belief based on a decision I must have made a long time ago is that my worthiness, and I can say it now and it doesn't trigger me. That's good. My worthiness is commensurate to amount of pain that I feel. So in other words, if I don't work hard and suffer and sacrifice and have pain, I'm not worth anything.
Mm.
And so, yeah. So that was,
I think it's a common one, especially for women, especially for women who are moms or caretakers of any kind. I think that's the thing that, and I grew up with that, you know, I have to work hard. You know, everything is, if it's not hard to get it, you don't have to work hard, then it's not worth it, or you don't deserve it. And it took me a really long time to get through that. And I still have that plays into me over delivering, but it's it's much more conscious place. Yeah. Say, I want to do this versus I have to do this. And there's a big difference there. And I think that's really important. So I love that we're having this discussion. And I love that, you know, there's so much more than just knowing your vitamins and minerals and thyroid lab testing and all that to working with people. It's an art and a science. It's the combination of the art and the science. And the reason that I really love the work that one of the reasons that Laura's doing is it helps us get out of our own way so that we can be fully present with people, right? And I've noticed that over the years and years gone by. If I'm upset about something, how can I be present and really give myself to someone? But when you can learn to still feel and still go through whatever it is for you, but be able to separate that and come out and really be present with somebody, right? It really makes a huge difference. And that's something I think we all need to get to. I've seen this happen where people can't, and they fall apart and they cancel their practice or they cancel stuff as they're going through stuff. And life isn't like that, right? We can't cancel life. We have to keep going.
That was one of the things I was contemplating. Why should I have a business? I don't do anything. Nobody cares about me. What, you know? I mean, yeah, did I have a major pity party? Yeah, it was full of bells and whistles. But I did. I love what you're saying, because I did make sure I took my amino acids and my B vitamins and all those brain neurotransmitter things, because I knew what was going on, but it was like this uncontrollable, like birth. Can't really stop that one from happening once that starts. And so it's like, I knew this stuff was coming up. I couldn't stop the emotions, but I could take care of my body. And so I did that.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because that's what I was just about to say too, is the skills that come together, right? We talk about the nutrients, and if somebody is well nourished, if somebody is eating well and overall they have good vitamin and mineral status, there's things you can do to support yourself through that, the extra amino acids, extra fatty acids, extra B vitamins. But you're going to go into that sharing in a better place. So as we're working with people, if we just had the skills from Laura, right, to just get in there, we could create a disaster for someone who is malnourished, who is toxic, et cetera. And now there's this other flood of emotion. Right. So it's really important, as Kimberly kept saying on her call the other day, it's the combination. We have to support their biochemistry, their physiology, as well as their psychology. So, yeah, it's super important. And that's why I think that's why I'm so passionate about doing what I do, because I see people like separating them. Well, all you have to do is meditate. And all you have to do is stay calm and you're going to be healthy. Right, as you're eating your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with Oreo cookies for dessert. No, it doesn't work that way. Or all you have to do is eat right and eat a ton of vegetables and, you know, drink pure water and eat organic and you're going to be healthy. Well, no. What about those toxic emotions, right? Toxic emotions create as much physiologic changes in the body as do toxins in the food and air. right? And so this is where we have this beauty. And I think Martha asked it the other day. I'm trying to study this. And is this the right time for me to study that? Yes. Yes. Because it helps you to get through, you know, helps you to get through. And also helps you to understand how to pull it together for the clients that are falling apart in front of you, right? If we're always in our left brain, we're not going to connect with people. We're not going to be able to really help them to make the changes and inspire them. And that's the thing I think over the years that I've gotten better and better at, right? Better and better at, really, like, not so much the, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But how they go, wow, I want to do that. I need to do that. Let's do that. You know, not 100% of the time. No, I'm not there yet. But it's better and better. It does get better and better as we feel more confident in ourselves. And as we face those things that we're having difficulty with, right? I have a hard time, or I used to have a hard time really passionately pushing the sleep thing because I wasn't doing it myself. Right? So anybody's heard the story of Gandhi where the mom says to Gandhi, will you tell my daughter, I want her to stop eating sugar. Will you tell her that she needs to stop eating sugar? And he went, okay, come back in 2 weeks. And she's like, this is a long journey. Why do I have to come back in 2 weeks? So she comes back in 2 weeks with the girl. He sits her down. He says, you got to stop eating sugar. She said, why did I have to come back in 2 weeks? He said, I had to stop eating sugar myself first. Ah, right. So I'm listening to this book. You keep hearing me talk about it, Why We Sleep. It's so inspiring me, and it's frustrating me this week because I'm in the middle of a launch and things keep falling apart. I'm only getting 4 hours of sleep a night, but I'm really committed to this once I get through this and in planning launches like this better so that I don't have to lose sleep. Right. But we have 22,000 people or more so far signed up for our launch. 22,000 people. That's a huge amount of people, right? And I feel committed. I have to do a webinar in a couple hours to be there for them and provide what I said I would provide to them. So anyway, yeah. Anybody else want to share anything before we go on and look at module 5? Is it that we're looking at? It's the big module.
I have been going through the same thing too. And Lynn, I really appreciate you sharing about that because I've been so overwhelmed. I felt like I was hanging on by a thread. So I appreciate that.
Wow. So there really must be something in the stars that everybody's going through this at the same time, right? As much as you want to be, well, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Or like Mercury retrograde. Finally, my husband's like, what does this people say? He comes in, he goes, it's Mercury in retrograde again. I'm like, what? What do you mean? This happened and this happened and this happened. And so he's finally getting it. Like, oh, okay, maybe the stars do have something to do with the way that, you know, our energetics align. All right. Anybody questions before I go on? Let me look here. I'm not seeing the little, oh, there it is, chat. Okay. Everybody cares. Yes, yes, yes. All true. Holistic, integrated. Congratulations. Oh, on the 22K. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And it's just the first few days and we actually have, you haven't been receiving them. Oh, I might have excluded you. You should have. I was going to exclude you guys. Unless you have a bounced email or something. I excluded anybody that had bounced emails or anybody that had opted out. If you've opted out, but that's kind of weird. Has anybody else been seeing the sweet spot? There's only one bit that's gone out.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It was on Monday. No, you guys have seen them? Inviting you to melt your belly fat.
And I got one from Claudia.
You got Claudia's. You didn't get mine.
I got yours at Claudia's.
Oh, yeah, mine and Claudia's. Yeah. That's kind of weird if you're not all getting it. I'll check. I just used a tag that this tech guy that we hired marked these people as unmarketable and I just left them out. So I'm going to go glance through the unmarketable list and make sure that there's nobody on the unmarketable list that he thinks is unmarketable that isn't. Right. And it could have been that you had a bounce and Infusionsoft said, you know, I'm not going to do this. Anyway, we'll check that out. Elaine hasn't seen anything either, huh? Wow. Okay. Yeah. It might be if you don't look at your emails very often, but there was only one that went out Monday. There might have been another one there might have been another one today. We're doing a webinar tonight, but only announcing it to people who already opted in for the other thing. So anyway, we're excited about it. So thank you for your support. So today, I'm wondering, I'm going to stop the recording and start another one. Not that I want to lose this conversation because I think it was really important, but if you make a note, Lynn, to have Francis just separate, there's going to be two messages there, and one is the content conversation, we'll call it, and then we'll go into the content so that people want to come in and just see, like, what about this module. So let me do that. Let me just stop recording.